With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I had the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Freedom! Freedom! Freedom!
I was whispering.
I was doing whatever I wanted, and I don't even remember anymore.
I was doing like a scary ghost whisper.
Great.
Meaning you were whispering to a ghost and trying to get it to adjust its actions?
Yeah, like, stop it.
Stop haunting us.
Quit scaring everybody.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, please,
well,
Lauren.
Depends on who you were talking to.
Yeah, because you looked away from both of us.
I'm talking to both of you.
Shit, okay.
I thought you might be talking to the audience.
But my name is Lauren.
And what are you here to say?
That your name is Paul and your name is Scott.
Okay.
And we're rapping in a whole new way.
God, all this pressure to rap in a whole new way.
But the whole new way is just we talk freestyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't think rappers sit around thinking like, what's a whole new way to rap?
They wonder.
I had a little tiny burp in the first time I did it.
Oh, so it sounded Foster
Brooks. You don't think rappers? Like, I got emotional talking about rappers.
Rappers.
I wanted to ask, when you have a task that needs to be accomplished in your home, such as paperwork or, you know, cleaning something or organizing something, are you a procrastinator or do you get right down to business?
Oof.
Like the minute it's...
Like if you're like, oh, I got her. I just remembered I have to do that thing. And then you're like, I'll just do it right now.
I'm a procrastinator. I'll do it. 2 minutes before it's supposed to be done, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
I have found that I will do household tasks that need to be done as a way of procrastinating doing other things.
I do that as well.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that I feel is that I will let paperwork, I'll just put it to the side and go, I'll deal with that later. And then when I go to deal with it, like a month later, it took 1 second.
Yeah. What paperwork, like, are you doing constantly?
I get
lawsuits,
like bills, or like I got a thing about my insurance that I just got a phone call following up, because I was like, oh, I didn't deal with it, which is why I'm thinking about this now.
Yeah.
But I set it into my pile of things to deal with. And then I was like, yeah. Oh, right.
I'm late on like dues payments for SAG, Writers Guild, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
I'm lucky I don't work, so I don't have dues I need to pay.
Are you retired?
I feel like I've been forcibly retired.
You got to pay some guild dues too.
Normal one. I just mean like the whole, like, the DGA keeps emailing me, reminder, you know, whatever it is, 2.5% of your salary, you got to pay it at this point. And I'm like, not a problem for me.
2.5% of your salary.
Whatever. I don't even remember what their dues are. You know how the WGA, it's like 2.5%, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, because for me, it's always like, what's the minimum to stay in the guild? And it's like $60 or something.
Right.
Because I haven't made any money from writing.
Yeah.
But they put me into emeritus status in the Writers Guild. That means it's like, we know you're not doing anything, but
you still get to be here.
Yeah.
Can I complain about Writers Guild insurance?
Please.
Wow.
I've been dying for this.
And the listeners want it too.
So I've been working for the Writers Guild, or I've been a member of the Writers Guild for now 20.
Proud member.
I was a member, or I've been in it for 25 years. And
I've been a member for 20.
20.
And I love it.
At a certain point, they wrote to me and said, you have now qualified for insurance for
platinum
life.
Platinum status.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because.
Dang.
Right. So I, in the back of my mind, have been like, oh, wow, no matter what happens, at least me and my family have this insurance.
Right.
Yeah.
So then COVID happens. Everything is shut down. Mm-hmm. I don't write for 2 years.
Right.
They write and go, by the way, we're kicking you off your insurance. That's and I crazy. Go, I thought I had it for life. They're like, no, that's when you retire.
But
like you have to actively retire and say, I'm not working
but
anymore.
But you would get that at that point. Oh, wow. Yeah. Still. But that's what they meant.
So, and I'm like, but wait a minute. Aren't you supposed to protect the writers? Like COVID right. happened. It's a pandemic yeah. and no one's working. Yeah, and they're yeah. like, no more insurance. Bye.
That's cruel. We have a bad, bad system. And it's terrifying. You know what? I'm here to talk about it because I want to talk all about that.
I've
done a lot of research and I want to say everything I learned.
Our insurance is SAG. And yeah. it's like the weirdness of in order to maintain this insurance for your health, you have to work. And guess what? Working is not up to you.
Right.
And if you are not sick, you cannot work.
And if you get sick, you cannot work.
It's like they've talked about changing all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Like you should just get. If you're a member, you just get your insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No yeah, matter yeah. what you make 1 year or what you don't. Like, you have to make $30,000 a year wasn't, or something in yeah. order to get it.
Wasn't when COVID happened? Really?
Something like that.
I don't know how I still have guild. Insurance. Oh, the Writers Guild. I was going to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was consistently, no matter what was going on, I would usually write something
right,
in a year.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what it is for SAG. I'm curious.
When SAG, like, I feel like at the beginning of COVID, and they were like, yeah, we don't have any... We don't have any money because some yeah. members needed some surgeries, and so that's all the money.
I'm like, what?
That, you yeah. got to be fucking kidding me.
Well, this is a problem for people who don't work in show business, too. When you tie insurance to employment.
Yes.
Then you get a bunch of unhappy people who are like, I can't quit my job because then I'm out of insurance. Yeah. And then I wouldn't, you know, it's just like, let's just make, well, anyway.
You have to make $25,950 to get SAG insurance.
I know what you're saying out there. Why don't I just like guest write on SNL for a week?
Yeah, just, it'll just get done, you know?
But
and like, just pop onto a show.
Guys, let's just, and this is a radical thing I'm saying maybe, but let's just. Do Medicare for all, please. Everyone just gets insurance.
Obviously.
Just everyone insane. Just gets health stuff.
It makes no sense.
I know that, yes, we have the best healthcare system in the world or the best doctors in the world because they're competing against each other or whatever, but there's got to be a better way.
I don't want the government coming between me and my doctor. I want to go to my doctor that's assigned to me
but it's also
by my insurance. Yeah,
but it already is so complicated. Anyway, anyway. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry,
great
guys.
Great start
that we're all depressed about.
It's not what I was trying to get going. With my question,
what were you? What
if
was
you're
your
a procrastinator
question?
Or you're a go get 'em guy?
I'm a crast.
Yeah,
I'm procrastinating about medical stuff right now.
Yeah,
because I just don't.
Sometimes it's annoying to deal with this stuff. Oh, you mean like you want to go get something checked or that?
I have to. There's procedures that I have to do just from like I have to get a colonoscopy, which I have not mm-hmm. done
your
yet.
Dick measured.
I do that myself.
Just to see every year.
From the base of the walls?
Yeah, I stand next to the wall in the kitchen. Next to the door frame.
And two little pencil marks.
Ew. That's disgusting.
I have to lie down on the kitchen floor.
You lie down, but then you delete your body. You delete your body width exactly. from the mat.
Well, that's just the crown molding.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the baseboards. Yeah. Paul, you're as thin as a baseboard.
My skinny as a baseboard.
As you can see.
As you can see, I'm skinny as a baseboard.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I have to, what else do I have to? I have to get my thyroid checked.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just, I'm supposed to be making these appointments and I just haven't done it.
You know, it's really hard to do. And I also feel like in LA, it's very hard to get a doctor's appointment. But like, we could see you in November. Like they put you so far away.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy. But then sometimes I'll turn that down. Like even for my dermatologist, like they're like, we can see you next May. And I'm like, that's psychotic. And then I'm like, I'll go somewhere
You're
else.
You're psychotic.
I'll go somewhere else. And then.
Do you have a psychosis of some kind?
And next May rolls around and I haven't done it yet. I'm like, would have had the appointment tomorrow if I just kept it on the calendar. So I just, my new thing is I will take whatever they give me and cancel it upon.
And thank them.
Yeah. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. I like Time passes regardless, you know?
Yeah.
I do like it when you go into the eye doctor, the tooth doctor, what are they called?
Tooth doctor.
And they make the automatic appointment for you when you leave. And they're just like, and I always just go, yep, I'll take it. And then,
what are you doing March 6th? Is noon okay? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
But then it rolls around and I'm never doing it. Or I schedule whatever around
right,
it.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good
Instead
to
Instead of just going like, eh, let me talk to you a month beforehand. Yeah. And then they're like, we don't have anything anymore.
I want to keep my options open.
Yeah.
maybe I'll get to ride a roller coaster that day.
It's true.
Oh, man, that would be so great.
Do you like roller coasters?
I think I'm done with boats and roller coasters.
Oh,
I'm definitely
boats.
Done with roller coasters.
You love boats.
I love boats.
Well, not all roller coasters. By the way, I went on Big Thunder Mountain the other day.
Oh, no, Disneyland roller coasters.
Perfect
are fine.
Roller coaster. Yeah. No notes. Yeah,
yeah. I'd probably do that. I don't know if I'd go
you
on.
You held
like
on to your hats and glasses?
I did. It was a great time, but I don't really want to go on a topsy-turvy roller coaster, and I don't want to. Yeah. I don't
like
love
a
boats
loop-de-loop.
Either. As I think we have gotten into that in depth.
Dang,
on the show.
I love it.
I know. I mean, I will. I know I'll be on boats many more times.
What about
I'm
a
not
boat
gonna,
that did a loop-de-loop?
I think that would make me
like,
sick.
Like not on a track, on like a water loop-de-loop.
Yeah, I'd do it.
That would be so <That'd> be sick.
Would you ever water ski?
I don't see that in my future.
I used to when I was...
Reply hazy, try again.
Have you done it?
No, I never have. I don't think
I... used to when I was
it
young.
Doesn't appeal to me.
It was super fun.
You used to do it? Really?
Yeah, but I thought of that the other day. I was like, oh, I'll never do it again.
Right.
There are certain... I was talking to a friend of mine and she was saying like, she'll never ski again. I was like, yeah. I mean, it's just like at a certain point...
No desire to ski.
It's like you don't want to Sonny Bono it, you know, and...
Die.
Yeah. Just things are just too fucking...
Well, thanks for putting too fine a point on it.
Precarious to do ever
too
again.
Too fine a point on it.
I like...
Say, I'm not being here about it.
Make a little burnout in your soul.
I heard their version of Bills, Bills, Bills today. It was good.
Oh, I think I have heard that.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Automobiles. The audacity...
It's called writing.
To say automobiles.
Automobiles.
In a song.
Yeah.
Can you pay my
and have it be good.
It's good.
If we did, then maybe we could chill.
I think I told you guys this, that we, Janie and I rented a boat when
yes.
we were in South Carolina.
Yes. We did.
I want to do it again. I want to do it
like,
again.
How choppy though is? Is it like on no, the ocean not, or?
You know what?
No, it was the river.
That's probably okay well, for me.
But it leads into the ocean.
Because I'll say when we went to Italy recently, we went to Venice.
Well, the
great thing about flying into Venice, it's so fun, is you touch down at the airport and then you, instead of taking a taxi to the hotel, you have to take a water taxi.
Fun.
Which is very fun. And it didn't feel choppy to me. They're going fast enough where it's like they're just skimming over the big choppy stuff.
Right.
And it's short enough or whatever. It was like 20 minutes or
that's
whatever.
Fine.
That I was like, that's fine. I'll do that again. But then we rented a boat. And man, just 20 minutes into it, I was like, I'm more sick than I've been in forever.
You were doing like you put your finger on your lips and then the big cheeks.
Yeah. Chipmunk.
Barf.
So I think Kulop and I were both like, well, we don't need to ever do a boat again.
You're going to end up on boats again and you're not going to have much to say about it.
It's because just, Waterworld is coming true.
Boats just come.
Just don't you.
Boats come into your life. You have no control. You're like, oh,
boats
we're going.
Boats come into your like, life.
Because.
They do.
You're going to be like.
Where's
shooting,
the line?
Shooting something that's on. I've had to do that on boats multiple times. I go to someone's wedding and like the rehearsal thing's on a boat and then it's like this and that. You
if
just
something's
end up
on a stationary
on boats,
boat in a pier or whatever or taking like
I'm
a nice jaunty little. A nice little jaunty thing around yeah. like a very calm waters yeah. or whatever. I don't mind that.
Okay.
But you're saying that I'm going to go on a big stormy night at sea boat at some point in my life in the future.
Tyler Henry, the medium, told me that he saw that for you.
What?
You asked him about Friends?
He brought it up.
Wow. Did he mention me?
He did.
What did he say?
I don't think you want to hear it.
You got to tell me now.
Did he mention me?
Did he mention me?
Shaggy's follow-up song.
He said, you have a friend named Paul. I'm getting that. No, he said
oh,
to
he
me,
said that to you.
You have a friend named Paul.
Oh, right. Do you have a friend
and he
named
said,
Paul?
Does he like Snickers bars? And I said, I'm not sure. And he said, well, he's going to end up in a Snickers eating contest.
Eating contest?
Wow.
How many can anyone eat?
But he said Two? It could happen anytime in the next 50 years.
Probably sooner than 50.
It's the last thing I do before I die.
You die because of it.
You?
My
yeah.
deathbed before I go.
Let me shove a bunch of Snickers down my throat.
Oh, you would do
who
it because
dares challenge me?
You would do it because you're on your
I
deathbed.
Know I'm dying and I'm like, I'm throwing down the gauntlet.
You know what? How many people have like used their death moment when they're very old or like, you know, like a very old person where the death feels like I've had my time and this is like appropriate to be like, do a bit. Like how many times?
Wait, I'm
going to
jump out this building
how many
and
times
yell.
Yeah, happened?
Yeah, but where's my?
I mean, Oscar Wilde, obviously.
He did.
Either that wallpaper goes or I do.
Did you say that?
Still holds up.
Were those his last words? What a guy.
I believe they were. Yes.
Love it.
Love it.
I mean,
love
that's
it.
Hilarious.
What was Jack Lemmon's? How long was I he mentioned thinking this on that? Another show. What yeah. was Jack Lemmon's tombstone?
It says like now in like starring in this or something like. And it's just blank.
Let me look it up.
It's, was it his or was it somebody else?
No,
it was Jack Lemmon. Yeah.
Jack Lemmon's tombstone. It says, "Oh yeah, Jack Lemmon in."
Yeah.
And then
the ground.
Jack.
That's good.
I love
shit.
It. You come up with like funny ideas.
You
like
come
that,
up with funny ideas.
And then people go like, "Well, no. You have fans around the world. They're going to want to see your tombstone. They want it to be serious. It's a somber event. Your family members." But yeah. He committed.
I think a funny tombstone is great.
That.
I do too.
Yeah. That
I
seems like too. A great use of it. You know, we have all these stones taking up space. Eventually, we won't have enough room for cemeteries.
That's the thing is like use cemeteries.
Use the cemetery space while we still got it and do a joke.
Mm-hmm. Let's make affordable housing instead of cemeteries and let's just burn everybody up.
I don't think there's that many cemeteries. Sure.
I mean, Forest Lawn, there's like three here in the area.
Forest Lawn is huge.
There's three
They're
Forest
giant.
Lawns.
Yeah.
I mean, the Hollywood Cemetery is fine. Like, let's leave it to that. One in every town.
Yeah.
They each get one of the most famous people.
Only the famous people in every town.
Yeah.
And they can be born there or have lived there,
you know,
in that post.
So
Hollywood
cool?
Cemetery needs to get more exclusive.
In New York, yeah. Where they have
I like, saw some C-listers in
yeah,
there.
Too many randos.
Yeah.
You have to find the good ones. In New York, I love the cemeteries that are really old and just like tucked between all the buildings. It's just like
the ones that you see on the way to the airport.
Like just like all the really old.
Yeah.
Those are interesting.
They're interesting, they but are. Do we need to have them?
I think there should be some element of history. That's history.
But it's all history.
But you know, I like in like an old church, you'll see
I like
gravestones.
Old churches in Manhattan as well.
And they're so old. That
their grandma first dust. How old are they?
That even the inscription has worn away and it's just like this green mossy
stone.
Oh
yeah, right.
And it's like, what are we doing now?
That feels weird, but it's also interesting. It just feels like hocus pocus or something. But I think like...
Don't you think it should be
but I think, you know,
20 years after you're put in the ground, they
recycle. That's not long. But you know that if they took out the cemeteries in Manhattan, they would just build some ugly condo. Like, no, you need at least a building that's going to be like historically interesting or like architecturally.
But what I'm saying, what if they didn't just build an ugly condo? They built like
a beautiful condo.
Yeah.
Of course, I want to help the homeless. I'm not arguing against that.
I'm just saying.
But I also think we can do that. In general.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think that.
But you're a NIMBY.
What's that?
Not in my backyard.
Oh, God. No, I'm saying, like, how about just anywhere where there's a building, they just do that. Like,
anywhere there's a building,
What do we do? We
turn it into a cemetery? You're accusing me of not wanting to support unhoused
No,
folks.
That part I got. But you're saying...
anywhere there's a building,
I just think, like, anywhere you can build a new building could be one of those. So why don't
could
we
be one of what?
What did you call it? Affordable housing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, how did we get there?
Which building do you say we turn down?
What should we tear down?
Turn down for what?
Oh, there's so many ugly buildings in LA.
What's the first building that you would...
Hideous buildings here.
So this is good because it inspires or it gives incentive to people who own buildings to make them look nice.
Yeah, I think here I have a very different argument about building things than I would in Manhattan, which I think has a lot more historical
value. I like the Isle of Manhattan.
Value. But here I think the architecture is 90% really bad and from like 1960 or 1990, and it's like really ugly.
Speaking of architecture and historical value and Los Angeles, when I visited my sister here in 1984.
We've heard this, yes.
No, we don't know.
No, I mean, we've heard about this story. I'm just putting into perspective.
Which story do you think I'm going to tell?
No, I'm just saying that we've heard about this trip.
Yes.
This is probably a new...
It's freedom legend.
Yes.
That I visited my sister. She lived in Redondo Beach in 1984.
Inspired you to live here.
It seems like it must have been cool.
I thought you said that.
To live in LA in 1984.
I thought that you came here and were like, this looks like a pretty cool place.
No. In fact, the opposite. Because I was raised back east where we are encouraged to have a healthy hatred of a place we've never been.
Yeah, for sure. And what's your point?
We saw, I think we went to, did we go to, what is the alley where they have,
it's D's.
Is it Santee Alley?
Where they have what?
It's D's.
They have like a little,
D's alley?
It's almost
D's
like, nuts. It's like a little old Mexican.
I know what you're trying to get to. It's like anything. Can
I know,
D's.
It doesn't make sense.
It's like a little Mexican town,
oh,
like on a street.
In like downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Alvera Street.
Alvera Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they
famously the street.
You thought it was Sandy Lane.
Sandy Lane.
Famously the street.
3-2-1 Sandy Lane.
A major Tejano music festival on the night Kulap and I got married.
Yes.
We were supposed to be married outside.
Yes,
and
yes,
we had
yes.
to move it inside because loud blaring.
Yes. Music. When we were, I remember when Janie and I were pulling up to that and we heard the music, we're like, what's,
oh, this is weird.
Yeah. Wait, do you think you'll be able to hear it?
No, we moved everything inside and Kulap was crying because we had planned everything. And then it turned out so much better because she got to make an entrance from that giant circular staircase.
That's cool.
It was beautiful.
And it was great.
It was a great so place for a wedding.
That's why they say when one door closes,
but it closes. Then you have to go inside.
Mm-hmm. You have to get in there.
So they had like an adobe. It might not have been Olvera Street. It might have been another part of town.
Okay.
Describe it because I've been there so many times.
They had, this is all I remember, was they had like an adobe with
that's Olvera Street.
With like a plaque that explained it.
That is it, I think.
Yeah. And I was reading the plaque and I went, they spelled abode wrong.
Ah, I love it.
I love when you're dumb. And
then my
dumb.
Sister shut me down.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, good. I'm glad there was a sibling there to really
she
let you
roasted
have.
Me.
But we learned so much about adobe. But probably because
you mean
it's
Qdoba.
Oh, sorry.
Or do you mean Photoshop?
No, we learned about it because it's a culture or it's a
I
regional
learned so
thing.
So much about Adobe Acrobat.
There probably wasn't any call to learn about Adobe when you're in Philly, right?
No, I'd never heard or seen that word before.
I learned all about it.
In Chicago?
One Adobe.
You learned about one Adobe?
I did learn about Adobe's. Is it plural Adobe? Adobe in books, you know? We learned about different
books.
Yeah, and we learned about historical
those
facts.
Those things you pretend to read. That's just Mike talking.
We facts, and one of them was Adobe's. Yeah.
We didn't have books in my school.
I'm so sorry.
Aww.
Yeah, it was the oral tradition. We had a campfire in the middle of the school
just
room.
Like really old
where they would teach CRT.
Yeah.
A wizened elder would enter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Adobe, I feel like it never remembers a password to save its life, and that each little branch of Adobe, you have to have a different password for.
Are you still on it? What do you even use it for?
I have to use it for a DocuSign. There's a lot of things to use it for.
I am so sick.
PDFs?
Absolutely sick of passwords. I can't.
Do you know what they say? One for everything, and what is it?
Oscar Wilde said, if you're tired of passwords, you're tired of life.
Yeah,
you're a wild head. You're a wild man.
Too many websites.
It's too many websites. Let's start.
Too many websites that demand websites. A login. I don't need a login for every store I buy something from online. I don't. It's like stop doing this.
We should be able to delete old websites from the web. Like if you go to, let's say you stumble upon a website
anything older than 5 years,
and you're like, no one has been on this for years.
You can tell because like
I get to delete it.
Tumbleweed comes through.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
But then there's
8-bit tumbleweed.
Those old like 8-bit websites that are still around for something like what was the one video game that still is there? I can't remember, but it's like, oh my God, it's still there. And
I just think
charming.
We need to wipe away.
No.
Let's make graveyards on the internet instead of in real life.
Digital graveyard.
You can have just like an 8-bit
a PDF of a tombstone.
If you had an old website.
Yeah.
Pac-Man is
and you
dead.
Can sit there and grieve. And then
a Pac-Man ghost comes up.
And there'd be like Arlington Cemetery would be there where like special honors, you know, this on this website, only people who have died in battle.
How about this? Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. What a waste of space. There's nobody in there.
No
that's
one in
so
there.
Harsh.
We don't know who it is, even if there is someone there.
There's nobody in there.
You don't know that.
You think it's really one guy, and they're like, we don't know who he is.
Yeah.
They should do a DNA test on him.
They should. He's part collie.
No. And then the mom gets mad at the dad. Here we go again.
Here we go again. This has all happened before.
On my tomb.
I like it.
Womb to tomb.
Sperm to worm.
Which they have to. Well, I had to.
What's my story, my dear girl?
We had to change that in the high school version.
What'd you change it to?
Birth to Earth, maybe, or something like that. I can't remember what. Yeah, it still works.
Sperm to worm. That feels intense.
Because what? Womb to tomb makes sense, but because worms are eating you.
Yeah.
Because you become a worm.
You become a worm when you die.
You become the dirt.
It's so funny. Like, when you're sperm.
You start out as sperm.
And now I'm a worm.
See, I believe life begins at sperm. Not even if it ever mingles with.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. The sin of Onan. You must not spill your seed on the ground.
That's right. What was that about? Why is God getting involved in that kind of business?
Well, because he had to see it. It's gross. Like, this guy's just standing in some field.
He's like, look, I got to watch everything. And half the population all day is jerking off.
This dude Onan, because spill your seed on the ground. So this guy is like just standing out in the desert jerking off.
Well, so that's the other thing. They've interpreted that to mean anytime you have sex, it's got to be inside a woman.
Yeah.
And that's their excuse. That's their excuse to say, like, gay people shouldn't be gay and all this kind of stuff because sex is only used.
Oh, I had not heard that.
That's how it was interpreted at my church growing up.
Really?
They were like, you shouldn't masturbate because that's wasting your sperm.
Yeah, we need it.
And you can't be gay because that whole relationship is wasting your sperm, i.e. spilling it upon the ground. The purpose of sex is to procreate.
Right.
And to do it inside a
house,
pussy.
A bedroom.
But see, you know what?
What?
You're still spreading this information to people who might not have heard that. And I think
so. I'm worse than even the church.
Kind of.
We should just not even acknowledge that those things have ever been said and just move on. You know what I mean?
No.
I never have known that. And I don't want to know that. And I think
you didn't want to know that?
I think it's just so stupid that I can't really deal with it, you know? And I feel like my life was better before I knew that.
Mm. Did you even know about that Bible verse?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Mike talked about
Mike
it.
Mike screams that when he...
spilling my seed on the ground!
He screams.
All right, let's take a break.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
And we're back.
I know I am.
I'm here.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yow.
Yeah. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Is he still doing that, Lil Jon?
Yeah, he has a new home renovation show, not to give you the reality recap.
Oh, okay. What?
But it says Lil Jon wants to do what? That's what it's called. And it's a show where he does renovations.
I love it.
I haven't watched it. I have one on my DVR. But
he was an absolute delight on the Comedy Bang Bang TV show.
I am only going to watch it. And it's nothing against Lil Jon. I don't watch these kind of shows. I will only watch it if he renovates at school and puts soda in the drinking fountains.
Yeah, that sounds like it would work really well.
It's never been done.
Yeah.
I can't believe we talked about it for so long.
But no one would ever leave the soda fountain.
Did I tell you about when I was in grade school... I think we had an assignment or something of like, you have to write an essay of
assassins.
We had an assignment.
Here's your assignment.
If you choose to accept it. What if they had to say that every single time they gave out homework? It's like, I don't choose to accept it.
No, thanks.
So I think this is not me running for office. I think the assignment was, okay, if you were running
the ghost
for,
from Family Circus.
Shut up. But I think the assignment was write a paragraph about what you would promise to do in the school or something like that. I don't know what. But I wrote Maybe I was.
I will be a dork.
Maybe I was running for office. I don't know why the rest of the story makes sense if I wasn't.
Running for office.
But I wrote student office. So I wrote.
Oh, thanks.
Sure. I wasn't trying to be the youngest mayor.
I thought you were going to be the city comptroller.
I heard that was pronounced comptroller. That the P is silent.
Comptroller?
Comptroller. Anyway, so I wrote a big essay, a big long thing about how when I'm elected, I'm going to make sure that when you go to the drinking fountain, because there's two side by side, right?
You look like you're grabbing tits that are just
like. You're miming this.
You're grabbing tits.
Oh.
It's like I'm in the musical Chicago. I love you, honey.
But they're so spread out.
There's this part.
Does that happen?
There's this part in Chicago where a woman is talking about her husband that she killed, how he would work on her like he was working on carburetors. And and so I'm miming twisting these carburetors.
That sounds stupid. Yeah.
Anyway, so I wrote
Let me guess. Chicago was written by a man.
You can tell when you watch that play starring all women practically in one man that it was written by a man.
That actually does sound more like it was written by a man.
Say tits like carburetors.
He's not saying tits like carburetors. She's complaining that her husband, a mechanic,
would
then work on her body instead of doing foreplay.
I just say it was written by two men and the music was written by a man?
I know. Never mind.
But wait, why?
But that's why he's not
it. That's
like
what's
that.
Putting all this ink on me.
What are you doing? You put all of your
hands.
That
thing's covered with ink?
Yes. It's a headphone jack.
Who
I don't know.
Who did that?
Somebody like, fucking it's like a musical covered prank. Ink.
It is like a prank. That
you know what it is? You know? I bet it was inside there.
Oh, I thought it was like.
Basket.
Maybe it's one of those like eye kaleidoscopes and then you pull it away and you got a whole black eye.
Yeah. I thought it was like
hilarious
a true asshole.
Doesn't wash off.
A true asshole sets up a prank that he will never get to see.
Yeah.
He just knows it's out there pranking away.
At least the impractical jokers, you know they're watching.
Those guys.
So anyway, so I wrote this essay about when I'm school president.
Those guys.
I'll make sure that when you go to the drinking fountain, if someone is already there drinking something and you turn on the other one, it doesn't make the flow go down on the one you're
so
drinking.
Embarrassing. You know, you kind of have to dip.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Still happens at the airport.
Who's drinking out two water fountains at the same time at the airport?
What lunatics are even drinking out of
fountains
at the airport?
Hold on a second, guys.
Yeah.
You Here's and who else?
Is. There's the water bottle filler.
Yeah.
And then there's a water fountain next to it.
Yeah.
And if you use one, the water pressure on the other one goes down.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, this was.
Thank you.
This was the topic of conversation. This is the topic of conversation when I was called into the principal's office.
Holy fucking shit.
And explained to me by the principal about why that wasn't possible.
Because the fountains are white only.
Yes.
Because
and they had just recently changed over. And they're like, we can't fix these now. Thank you, Kevin. He's giving me some wipes.
Look at Chevin.
Thank you,
Chevin. We love you.
Disinfecting wipes.
And he was like,
they bought everything like at the beginning of the pandemic. Everything here is not a brand name. Like I'm looking at the hand sanitizer that's like from France and it's like, germs be gone.
Ooh,
and those are just called disinfecting wipes. Like, all of it's back in stores now.
Germs
you can go get
gone.
Clorox.
You can go get the brand name shit, Kevin.
Like, I don't believe that Germs Be Gone is doing anything.
I think these are just left over from the start of the pandemic,
That's what
right?
I'm saying. This is the start of the
pandemic.
No,
but that's what I'm saying.
That's what I am saying.
No, but I'm saying.
No, it's left over from the beginning of the pandemic.
Why doesn't Earwolf go to the fucking store and get some of the real shit that actually works?
Earwolf, go to the store, get a loaf of bread, a container of milk, and a stick of butter.
Your lowest rated show, we have demands. So anyway, he explained it to me.
I think actually the office ladies would be thrilled to see a real brand of hand sanitizer here.
You don't think they like Germs Be Gone?
Germs Be Gone.
Sure.
By the way, it's not be gone like one word. It's two different words.
Germs Be Gone.
The G is very large. And then it says Erms Be On. And then it's supposed to line up with the G.
Erms Be On.
The G is very large was Snoop Dogg's follow-up song to Ain't Nothing But a G Thing.
G and Erms the,
what,
Be the, One.
What this has in it is ethyl alcohol, 65% W/W.
I don't think these are good. When they use the same G
White
for
woman?
Two different words.
They didn't have enough money to get two Gs.
It's so cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, I can't believe it's called Germs Be Gone.
Germs Be Gone.
Hands is this a rapper to you?
Gel désinfectant pour la main.
Guys, my hands are relatively clean at this point. So
look at your pinky.
That's what Robert Durst said.
Yeah. Wow, it took a lot of wipes.
So I'm on my third wipe right now. I
it's
didn't even look at my
pinky.
It's
going to take a lot of wipes.
Anyway, have you guys ever been called into the principal's office?
Is Robert Durst dead?
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Great.
I want to say yes.
Great. Thank you.
Have I been called in? Yeah. I mean, have I told my epic story?
I don't know.
No, I have a story as well. It's not epic. Should I go first?
Tell me yours.
My older brother and I went to the same grade school, and I guess he had incurred the ire of our principal, Sister Christian. God damn, I can see her. She had like,
she can see you saying God
she
damn. Was, too.
She's actually looking
from hell.
I actually see her in the corner right now.
She was a short woman.
She was a short king.
Older woman. He's a short king. And she had glasses. She had these huge buck
teeth.
Oh my
God. I had a dream last night that I had a mustache and I was going, oh, should I not have this? I've had this for years. It's like a thick, mustache.
Like a Magnum P.I.
like,
mustache?
Like a man's mustache. Like Paul's. Like it was a thick mustache. And I was going like, oh, is it weird that I have this? Like I was just realizing, I was looking in the mirror going, oh, I think I should have gotten rid of it. I've like made this a part of my look, but like it shouldn't be. It was
this is going to cost me work.
Please don't do that.
Yeah.
And so she was a mean lady, mm-hmm. Sister Miriam, that was her name. And I was in fourth grade. And so this woman already did not like me, right?
Because you were in fourth grade.
I had a reputation because of my brother. She hated the family.
Oh, so, that's so terrible.
Yes. So
which brother was causing a ruckus?
My older brother. And I don't even know what he did that she, this is why he may not have done anything.
Yeah.
But I was in fourth grade. We were having some sort of gym period in the classroom where we had to like move the desks and stuff.
Oh, because it was raining outside maybe or something.
Maybe.
Like that.
We had a sub. We had a substitute teacher.
Oh, that's what sub means.
I thought it was submarine. Man.
We had an unsub. We had a sandwich that was teaching us. And I was wearing a clip-on tie, my uniform tie.
Oh, it was a uniform. Oh, I thought you just chose. You were like, I was already in the Paul F. Tompkins costume.
That's what I call it. And so I was like a class clown, and I'm sure I did something else that this teacher was annoyed by, whatever.
A sub.
But yeah.
So like, who cares? The second offense, yeah.
You're not going to be there tomorrow.
Let it go, exactly. Yeah. Sweetie pie. Let it go.
You're making this day hell for the
So summer. I remember that I took my tie off and after we moved the desks and I like tossed it on my desk. And at some point we were all getting out of hand and the principal came in and said like, what's going on here? And the sub
The sub get word to the principal of like, you got to get in here.
I don't remember if that's what happened or if we were all just so fucking nuts,
I bet that's it.
Which I think is probably what happened. Right. And so the principal came in and so the sub is like, they're doing this, doing that. He was throwing things pointing at me.
What?
Cause I tossed my fucking tie. Yeah.
Oh, that's so stupid.
And so the principal made me stand in her office, like the outer room of her office, for the rest of the day.
Stand.
I had to just stand there.
Stand in the outer office.
Now.
Rest of the day.
Now down. Keep doing it.
So was standing part of the punishment or they just didn't?
Yeah, standing was part of the punishment. Like I just had to stand there.
You could stand a little more easier. That would be the worst punishment right now.
I remember having to stand outside the classroom.
Right.
Like getting in trouble and having to stand outside the classroom.
Like, nowadays,
like,
it would be
loved.
After 2 minutes, it would be like, you got to get me a chair.
It is funny. Like the only thing that you worry about then is, if my parents find out about this, I'll be in trouble.
Right. Yeah.
But if this is just a punishment that stays in here where I just stand out in the hallway.
Between you and me?
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
I don't
Not
give a
bad
shit.
At all.
What am I missing
Did
out
your
on
parents
math?
Find out?
I don't remember. My parents found out about that. And it's like one of those things where you're a kid and you're you're telling your parent, I didn't do anything wrong. And I think the assumption is that you're lying.
Yeah. The assumption kid. For kids, right, is
they're trying to weasel out of
100% of the time they're lying, no matter what they say.
Yeah. I think everyone knows that.
Yeah.
When I was little.
Here we go.
Here's the epic story. Do we have time for this? It's an
honestly,
epic.
Honestly, I might have told it before.
All right. Well,
at which point,
I'll stop you at any point.
But the principal was involved, but I didn't go to the principal's office. But I was in second grade and I had a teacher who was a witch. And she was very, very mean.
Like with a hat and everything?
She might as well. She probably took off on a broom afterwards, which I would have assumed. I would have assumed Goodbye. She rode a broom unless I saw her sitting in her car smoking cigarettes every day.
Oh, no. That's brutal.
But she was very mean. And my brother had her, and she was also very mean to him.
And did your brother say, like, oh, no, because
it was family lore. No, he's older.
Oh, he's older.
It was family lore that she was mean and made him cry because he wrote a 2 backwards once. And
she
went off on him. And
she's like, that's a 5.
So I was really afraid of her.
God damn. Why would.
And I was like,
that's nuts.
8. And I went into her class, which I had her for math, and she was really mean, and math was hard, and whatever.
Oh, wait, was she just a math teacher? Would you switch teachers?
Yeah, in second grade, we did switch teachers. We didn't always do that. I don't know why, but anyways.
We never did that until
Oh, we switched teachers every year.
No, every year we would do, but not during the day.
I had reading teacher, I had math
teacher. Oh, I see. Yeah, no, we didn't.
But it was kind of.
That is, I was thinking about that the other day. It's so crazy that teachers have to be good at all subjects through elementary school.
They got to be good at reading the book. That's all they got to be good at. Come on.
But no, I mean, I was taught fractions.
Be effective.
Yeah, it's in the book.
Yeah.
Well, so in my class, we had to do an assignment where. I remember the day,
that
so clearly.
That probably make teachers mad.
Yeah, of course it will. That was mean.
I'm getting around.
These teachers have magical powers, but some are bad. And we all had to get up and go draw on the baseboard of the wall, or some marker that she had, put a marker of how tall our parents were.
What?
Laying down.
What?
And I just remember being like so confused. My dad is 6'5". So and I'm 8 at the time.
Yeah.
So I put the marker
halfway.
You were
8 feet tall?
I put the marker halfway down the wall. Who knows? It might have even been accurate. You know what I mean? I don't know how far I went, but it was whatever she thought she saw, she thought it was insane. And she made me feel like I was absolutely so wrong and crazy and bad.
Gaslighting you.
Yeah. And I cried and I went home and I told my mom what happened. I cried and that she made me cry and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Then because my mom already knew that she made my brother cry, and I'm sure countless other children, she was just really mean. She went and talked to the principal about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the principal told the teacher. Stop
making.
And then I was in reading class upstairs, and I got someone told me I had to go down to her room and downstairs in the basement and talk to her in the middle. And so I knew something bad was happening. And I remember dragging my feet, and I saw the janitor in the hall, who was a really nice guy. And I knew
the one that taught you how to play chess.
No, but I did know him like my whole life.
Anytime
I'd be near the school, he remembered me. Mm-hmm. He was a really nice guy. He passed away like 2 years ago. It was really sad. But he, I saw him, and he was like sweeping something in the hall, and he kind of gave me a look, and I was like really, I remember this, I just remember it so clearly because I was so nervous.
And he gave you the look of like,
going into the teacher's room. Like it was like, I was kind of like, no. And like, I remember like walking down the stairs really slow. And then I got in the room, and it also felt like another world. Cause like the other class was in there like, so this is what happens.
After hours.
Yeah. It was weird. And then she brought me over to her desk and she was like, don't you ever tell your mother I made you cry.
What the fuck? You should tell your mother that.
Well, my mom knows. I don't know if I told my mom that then, but I definitely told her later.
That's insanity. Yeah. That's the behavior of a lunatic.
It's so weird.
So mean.
Teachers can either be like the one of the most positive forces in your life, or they can be absolute fucking terrors.
But my teacher, who was my reading teacher, who I was like, in the other class with her, was the sweetest woman ever. She was so nice. And she worked at Barnes & Noble in the summer. And she was such a nice lady. And I always loved to see her there. And then she'd give me a hug. She's probably still doing that.
This makes sense now why you don't know any numbers.
Yeah. I know.
I just remembered that our school janitor, when I was in grade school, his name was George. And then we got a new priest that was in charge of the priests.
Really?
Head priest.
A new pastor, yeah. And he came with a dog, a German Shepherd, whose name was George. So then we had to start calling the janitor a different name.
What?
And he said,
you call the dog a different name.
Well, the dog.
The dog is not going to learn another word.
How about Borge?
Borge. Excuse me, Borge.
I think he'll pick up on it.
So he said we could call him Bud.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
At least he took to it all right. But I'm sure I wouldn't like having my name changed because there's a dog named Lauren, which, by the way, Oprah has a dog named Lauren.
Really? Mm-hmm.
So weird, if Oprah comes around here,
I'll go by whatever she says.
By the way, we're letting Oprah on Freedom if she wants
that's
to be on.
That's the
one of the few. Yeah, one of the few.
Not Mary Holland.
Who have we said? Oprah?
Paige.
Paige Davis.
Paige Davis.
It. Yeah.
Is that it? I thought there was another one.
There was a condition on Mary Holland, like if she were the last person on Earth.
No, if I don't think there was.
Even Earth. Not that.
But are we still doing the podcast if we're the last four people on Earth?
Yeah, we do it because we love
it. We make it for Mary to listen to?
Honestly, I think it would.
She might be glad if she's the last person on Earth. She
and needs
some
then she wouldn't want to be a guest
it
because
gives us a
she needs a
to
podcast
live.
To listen
right.
to. It gives us a reason to live.
You know? Well, yeah. If we're not podcasting, what are we?
I also remember Bud once played the harmonica over the loudspeaker.
Aww.
Oh, how nice.
And I can't remember why. It was like one of the, there were some days in school where it would be like, you got to go to school, but we're not going to do anything today.
Yeah.
We're just going to fuck around.
Yeah.
There should be more days. Like, it's crazy that you have to go for 9 months, 5 days a week, and teachers have to fill all that time.
Yeah.
That's
well,
so
there's
nuts.
A lot to learn when you're brand new to Earth.
I was talking to someone who used to be a teacher.
You might get welcomed to Earth by somebody punching you in the face.
I was talking to someone who used to be a teacher, and I was bringing that up of like, that's a lot of pressure to be on for 8 hours of the day. And do a different thing 5 days a week for the
like
entire year.
Nonstop.
And he was like, I loved it. I was like a performer. I was out there.
Well, some teachers are so great like that.
You're
though.
A lunatic.
Like, no, like some teachers are really good like that, though, where they keep it really interesting and they're like funny or just cool.
And I guess once you figure it out the first year, you can repeat.
Well, exactly. Once I realized that as a, like the older I got or whatever, like, oh, they just do it again. Like,
they've said this a million times.
Yeah, like it's not hard when, I mean, it is hard. I'm just saying.
No, now you're the one.
You think teachers should be paid less?
The part that I was going to say, what I meant by that was the part that I'm intimidated by. It's not intimidating.
By me, a ruler, teacher.
Practice it. And you have multiple classes a day doing the same thing in high school.
True. True that.
I'm remembering two more times I was called into the principal. In high school now.
Oh, and then I got a story for you.
Oh.
I remembered why I had to stand in the hallway that time.
Uh-oh. Oh. So I don't remember what it was, but I was forced to apologize to my 10th grade history teacher.
You call him a jerk off?
Hey, jerk off. No, I don't know. I said something sarcastic or something. And she told the principal. The principal called my parents. My parents were like, you're going to go in and apologize publicly to her tomorrow.
Publicly?
Like in front of the class or whatever. And so I had to do that, which is just like, let me do it privately. Come on.
Yeah.
And let me not do it at all. What about that?
I mean, are you cool with the kids hearing the great thing that I did that I have to apologize for? Okay. My jerk on.
So then the other thing was I used to do the trivia question in the announcements every day.
Yeah, of course.
And if you
all know this,
this makes
a lot of sense.
This is crazy that we allowed people to do this.
Did you pick out what the question was?
Yes. So what it was when I was a senior in high school. By the way, I was only there for three classes in the morning. Then I went to the art school afterwards. But somehow, because I was interested in broadcasting, they let me do the trivia question. And I forget what the prize was, but every single class, if someone knew the answer, there could only be one per class. They would run as fast as they could out of their classroom to be the first
That's
person
fun.
To where
that is fun.
Where we did the announcements. And then
that should be what Jeopardy is.
If they said what and they were correct, they got the whole class got a prize or whatever every single day.
Wow. I love the
and they
mistakes.
Had to they had
really
to stop
fun.
Doing it because people were like running and hurting themselves.
Of course. And each other. I'm
pushing
sure.
people out of the way and stuff like
I'd
that.
I'd love to see it.
That
though.
Sounds fun. I like that.
I'd
I would like
to
go back to high school just for that.
But
just for that.
Just to do that in the morning. Yeah. You would have to do it at 7 a.m. or
That's
8 a.m.
That's fine. I get up so early.
I'd like to go back to high school and do all the plays again because I think it'd be much better.
Oh, yeah. I could kill my
I think
my
I'd rush it.
I'd like
God.
To do the actual classes and then.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so I was called into the principal because, ouch, and to Brute.
I'll be right here. Brute.
Because I did the trivia question of what was the name of the girl who kicked the bucket in the recent Poltergeist 3.
Kicked the bucket?
You mean died?
I said kick the bucket.
Oh.
And they were, and it was too soon, hashtag too soon, because she had died like the week before or something like that.
Wait, the real person died?
Yeah, the real person, yeah.
But before in the already turned her into a trivia question.
You're saying in the movie she died. Oh, you're
No. She, like, what was the name of the girl who kicked the bucket in the recently released Poltergeist 3?
Oh, what a horrible question. It's really insensitive.
It's pretty bad.
But they were really mad I said
you owe us a public apology.
They were really mad I said kick the bucket.
Yeah,
and
it's
was
so
treating
insensitive.
It cavalierly, yeah. Right? So I got called into the principal and they were like, you are going to read an apology on the announcements tomorrow. And I was I was like, okay. And then I wrote the most sarcastic, like flowery apology and delivered it very archly and insincerely. And they were very upset that they allowed me to do that.
And they didn't like look at it beforehand.
No, they looked at it and read okay. Like, oh, okay. It. And then
I am so sorry that I said kick the bucket.
I never should have said that.
It was something like, a situation like this should never be, you know, something like that. and they were so mad about how I delivered it that they kicked me off the announcements.
Was it worth it, Scott?
No, like, I loved
like
doing
Bill Maher after 9/11.
Yeah. I said that. You don't want me to be like Bill Maher after 9/11, do you? And they said, what is Bill
You'll
Maher?
You'll see.
I was like, have you watched DC Cab?
All right. So seventh grade. I have the teacher. Sister Melania. Also,
Trump. Melania. I
Not
love
Trump.
That name.
It's a beautiful name. Yeah, isn't that weird? That's the only other time I've heard that name.
Yeah.
Two great Melanias.
Two of the best. Also, I was remembering the only time we had these desks, which were like usually you have the flat desk and you put your books like underneath on the little shelf or whatever.
Oh, really? We had the kind that
like the chair.
This was the only time we had those. Oh. So they were
but
like,
it was like a chair with a it was like shelf a bowl. Under the chair. Or you mean the part under the flat
with
part?
With a salad bowl.
Like you slide yourself
yeah, we
right
had
underneath
those.
Where you write.
Yeah, we had those. But this is the only time I had the desk that you opened it up. And it was like a bowl that you put your stuff in.
I love
in.
That. Did you ever make glue? Do you ever put your glue in the, it's probably a generational thing. In the pencil holder.
We didn't have glue when I was a child.
I just feel like I don't know that everyone's doing it forever. But you put the glue, especially
pencils cost
the,
a nickel. We couldn't afford that.
Especially the bright green turquoise blue. Clear Elmer's that was like very 90s cool. You put it in your pencil holder part, then you close your desk, then later you can peel it out and it's a big gel.
Oh no, that sounds like fun though.
I wish I'd done it.
I thought to do that.
Yeah.
We should do it right now.
So I'm there in seventh grade and the teacher, Sister Melania, she's walking up and down the aisles talking about whatever. She and I already had a problem. She also didn't like my brother because my brother was always hiding a book on his lap during
to
class.
Hide his boner? I'm literally asking.
To read.
No, to read. He's reading a book.
Oh my God. I thought you meant school book.
I remember when I discovered, quote unquote, Kurt Vonnegut when I was in high school. And I was like, I thought every book was so amazing. And I remember reading In Chemistry. Like I had in my lap Breakfast of Champions. And I was like, this is the best thing ever. And I just remember ignoring my teacher. And it was so amazing.
It's the best.
You sound like a grand falloon.
To be reading.
That's from Cat's Cradle.
Thank you.
A book instead of learning about something else is like just it's great. Like that's like I feel like
Oh yeah.
You should get a pass for if you're like expanding your mind in a different
way. Like this is still a book.
Yeah, it's still a book. This is still a book.
So she doesn't like me.
She
and to be honest, I probably gave her reason not to.
And to be honest, you don't like yourself.
Oh my god,
I'm
no.
So sorry.
I'm the last person to do that. So one point she's going up and down the aisles and she's, who knows what she's fucking talking about. But to make my little friends laugh, I'm miming with a pen that I'm going to stab her in the butt.
That is funny.
And then guess what happened?
You actually stabbed her.
Yes,
I did.
I love it.
Did
it go in the hole?
No.
Yeah, it went completely in the hole.
I like jabbed her. And like the world fucking stopped. She wheeled around on me. I can see her face as clear as day. Like she was like, this can't have happened just now.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she went, get out. And I went outside. And I just stood outside for the rest of the day. For the rest of the day. And then when everyone else was leaving, they all left and she came out and said, come in here. And she sat at her desk and I sat at a desk in front of her and she said, "Never do that again." And that was it.
Oh.
She never said it. Like, that's I didn't okay. have to tell.
Did she forgive you?
I the wonder. I that you don't would have know. Done it again.
Right. Like, yeah.
You would have
yeah.
been out of your mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think maybe it was too hard for her to even explain comprehend. To someone. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
this kid pokes me in the butt.
he stuck me in the ass with a pen. I'm a nun.
Yeah, what is going on here? I remember one time we had a funny, this is in 11th grade, I think. We had a funny English teacher who was really old that we really liked, and she was funny.
Yes.
But she was so old, and she was stern, but also thought we were all funny or whatever. And I remember, like, we dared my friend to go up Make to the pencil sharpener, take off his pants and go up to the pencil sharpener in his underwear. And so he did it. And with the pencil sharpeners right next to her desk.
Yeah.
And he's doing it, and we're all just like laughing so hard. And she did like a triple take. And she was like, "Get back there." And she like started laughing. It was like, "Get back there and put your pants on." And we all laughed and she laughed. It was a great moment.
I love when it's all
that
fun.
That is a great moment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Speaking of a great moment, we got to go.
With spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Yeah, the charcoal mess. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
And we're back. You know,
Hi.
Jack Lemmon.
I wasn't asleep.
And John Lennon have very similar names.
Yeah.
Almost to the point where John Lennon
should have been in The Odd Couple.
Yes. With Paul McCartney. And work out their differences that way. And then the Beatles would be back together and everything would be cool.
Let's do a three-cher.
That was okay. Fettuccine Alfredo.
Can we do...
Oh, it's garbage.
Can we do Jitterbug?
Yeah. By special request of Lauren, we're going to do Jitterbug.
Great. So as we all remember, Jitterbug is the game where we sing the beginning of the song, "Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go."
By Wham.
And it starts with...
Wham!
Jitterbug.
Oh, we did...
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. Jitterbug. And then we just fill in with another word Anything. That fits the syllables.
Anything that fits the rhythm. Jitterbug. Okay. Who's starting me?
Well, we're going to say jitterbug 3 times. Okay.
That's yes.
And then who goes? Who starts?
You go.
Okay.
Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. Masonry.
Strawberry.
Air supply.
McCartney.
The count?
McCartney. McCartney. Does it? Is it because the middle syllable McCartney. Is?
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be. I think the syllables have to hit the same as jitterbug.
That's how I say Paul McCartney.
But I said strawberry.
I didn't even say what I just said.
You just said McCartney.
We gotta do it again.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Who's doing it this end?
I'll start.
Okay.
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. Broadway show.
Madison.
Area.
Aspirin.
Carpet spray.
Astronaut.
Morocco.
Baseball bat. Baseball team.
Juliet.
Turn around. Romeo.
Banana split.
And we gave you Morocco.
I panicked.
Morocco. All right, I'll start this time.
Morocco. Yeah. Jitterbug.
I never know. I can't. Well, the first jitterbug I can never do.
Ready?
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
Ow!
What?
Jitterbug.
Why are you all injured?
I keep hitting my...
Scott's fingers are snapping.
I'm moving my arms.
I can't snap this much. My fingers have all frozen up.
Okay.
Don't you mock me, Chevin. I see him in there behind the glass.
Let's do little claps.
Okay. Jitterbug.
Sounds weird.
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
Run, tell dad.
I'll fist Depot.
A what?
I'll fist you both.
Depot.
I thought you said I'll fist
Depot. I'll fist Depot. I'll fist you both.
I'll fist you.
He'd have killed us if he had the chance.
I'll fist you both.
He'd have killed us if he had the chance.
I'll
He'd
fist
have killed
you
us
both.
If he had the chance.
Jesus.
I'll fist you both.
Okay. New round. Scott starts.
New round.
We have to get to like 10. Jitterbug. Bug.
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. Disinfect.
Oops.
Dirty rag.
Lightning bug.
Lightning mug.
Lightning crash.
Powder the man.
What? Powder the man?
Are you thinking of Portugal the man?
Are you thinking of powder all grown up?
Powder man.
Powder the man. Because he got hit by lightning.
Powder the man.
Powder was a teenage boy, was he?
I don't know. He
Powder was a teenage boy.
Powder. That was disqualified because he was younger than man.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I thought he was 18.
He was old enough to vote and buy cigarettes and get in the army.
Oh, my God.
Well, that feels like a great way to wrap it up.
That's wrap.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Thanks, everyone, so much. Obviously, call us at hahalaimpu and leave a message. And follow us on Twitter. I mean,
Truth Social.
I was going to say Twitter and Instagram at FreedomUSA.
And write to us at freedomusa@gmail.com.
And if you want to hear the...
Also, do we ever look at that email?
I don't know.
I've never looked at it.
Kevin looks at it, I guess.
If you want to hear the full archives of all of our past 100 or so shows, as well as listen to ad-free episodes of this show, listen at Stitcher Premium or at cbbworld.com.
Dat corn.
Dat corn.
CBB World Dat corn.
All right. Bye.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.